store shoots, like the shit where like you give $50 and then everybody get $50 and they cash out motherfuckers one by one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Has anybody tried any of those shits?
Yeah, I joined one.
I tried one.
How'd it work out for you?
I haven't recruited anybody else. It was the 100 one.
Did they tell you that you had to recruit in the beginning?
I had to get like two more people, yeah. I knew this.
I did 300.
Did it work out for you?
Yeah.
So you're recruiting people?
Yeah, I brought two people in. Yeah. So my payout was $1,200. You have to put $300 back into it. So I walked away with $900.
Come on now.
Yeah.
So you're the success. I did one for $50.
It died.
And
though.
Got back like $200 or some shit like that. Mm. It wasn't bad, but it's like I was only willing to risk
$50.
Right. Somebody recently came to me for $500 and I just. Bro, my soul wouldn't let me pull the trigger.
People come to me about $1,400.
Yeah, there's some big ones out there.
And I mean, fuck it, I'll do it. But who the fuck I'm going to bring in that's going to
pay? That's the thing. I know better than saying that it just doesn't work now. It works.
It works.
The issue is to be as far away from you can from the nigga at the bottom.
You feel right. me?
Because whoever's at the bottom is getting fucked. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
He may never get paid.
So as long as you and your people get paid, fuck everybody else.
Right.
Is how they play the game. Mm-hmm. So the motherfucker bringing you in is already paid.
Yep.
Correct.
He's using you to free himself.
Correct. Yep. That's why you're bringing them in. To ensure that you get paid and it keeps going because it has to keep going.
In. So the whole shit runs off of fucking over the next guy and giving him the problems.
The whole thing goes off of recruiting.
So in a sense, it works.
It works. If you find
for
people
those
who
on
are
top, yeah.
It's easier for the $50 ones as opposed to the ones that are $400, $500, $600, $700.
Because if I lose,
because you have to front that and hope you get it back.
If I lose $50 trying to make more money, I'm not hurt.
I'm not hurt.
All right.
If I lose that $5, I'm not in my journey yet. We're like losing $5 don't bother
me.
To
be honest with you, the $300 that I put in. My cousin fronted it for me because she knew I didn't want to do it. She's like, look, I'll even front you to $300 just to show you that I'm so convinced this is going
to
work.
And then when you got it back, you gave it to her.
I gave it to her.
Somebody made me
$1,200 back, $300 back into the pot, $300 to her, so I walked away with $600.
Somebody gave me a deal like that. I still didn't want to take it. I still didn't want to believe in it. I'll even pay it for you. All right, whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck
so because honestly, if she would have lost the money, it was her money.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you so.
Yeah.
You didn't pay nothing.
Yeah. But yeah, that shit was lit.
So I mean, Chris, you don't fuck with none of them shits.
No.
Cause you looking at us like you dumbest.
Nah,
playing with your money.
My money fucked up. I can't afford
it. But now we have like Caribbean families and friends that do shit like that. But everybody's putting in money.
Correct.
Like,
and it's not
you are gonna get your pay.
Yeah, you're gonna get your hand.
No, but that's a structured circle to make
that's
sure
like,
that everybody get love.
I can knock on all of their doors. Like, hey, what's up, man?
That's some cultural shit, right? Yeah. Is that like?
And everybody's paying monthly or weekly.
Whatever.
Why I feel like white people invented the pyramid scheme.
That shit was nice.
Fuck guys at the bottom. They had to create that.
Yeah.
Okay. But originally, our way is making sure that everybody's straight.
Haitians, ours is called ESSO, so you pay your weekly thing, and one person gets paid that week.
Yeah.
I learned that every island has a name for it, but everybody,
we call it partner.
Yeah.
Partner, yeah.
Partner.
We used to do that at one of my jobs as a Jamaican lady who started it.
You just need somebody you can trust to run it.
Right.
It's everyone that's, weekly.
And it's foolproof.
You get your money.
My mother used to run that shit, and she used that money like a payday loan.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Yep. She would dip, handle her business, put that shit right back.
You damn right.
Listen.
Because she would be fucked.
Yeah.
Fuck?
Like 20 people
this
in that
nigga
shit.
Out here. But I don't know how she manages that shit.
But no, Mama you see, did that. That's the thing, though. That's allowed. And because she's responsible enough to make sure no matter
she
what.
Never
that's how
it, she never missed.
That
works.
Shit is back.
She never missed.
She's the person
that's
that
how you
can
keep
have
it in
all
the
of
community.
It. And y'all got to do what you got to do.
My mom been doing this shit since the 90s. She's been on this shit.
Because she's
she always
good
got
at
money.
When somebody's good at it, you got to let them ball.
Yeah, let them ball.
Yeah.
Let them ball when they can ball.
Especially now that there's no picking up cash anymore. Like the whole ISO game is Zelle.
Mm. Oh, Cash App?
Cash App and Zelle?
It's very easy.
Because
remember back in the day, they used to be like, it was your hand. And it'd be like, hey, I'm going to give you your money on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you could have wiggle room to borrow the money on Wednesday. And when you get paid Friday, you put it back.
Right.
Today, it's like, hey, I was supposed to get paid on Wednesday.
Everybody pay by Wednesday.
Cash me my money.
I need that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. Them days over.
You know, Cash, I take about 2 days to get it over.
I'm up. I'm awake.
Gene up, bro. Gene up, kid.
Now you're listening to NDO Podcast.
In fact, I got called a nigger so much, I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. I thought it was my name.
Hey.
Hey.
Juan Talavera.
Hey.
Juan Talavera.
Hey. Let's go. We some niggas. With a bean. We some niggas. With a bean.
Juan Talavera. Juan
Talavera. With a niggas. With a bean.
Nigga with a bean.
Nigga with a bean. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a
pen,
nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga with a
pen,
nigga with a pen, Guantalamera,
Guantalamera,
Guantalamera, Guantalamera, Guantalamera, Guantalamera, Guantalamera, Rocky said Guantalamera, got big muscles, call me Mega, playing these hoes like a Sega.
Hey,
like a Sega. Little nigga, I made you. Queen from the Sage. Yo, hoes got me paging. And they call it like a pager.
Ooh.
Rocky on the ad lib. Punch a nigga, give him fat lip. You know I love me a fat bitch. And she gotta be a sad bitch. Guan Guantala. You tall, but I'm taller. Rapping like Biggie Smaller. And you niggas is a faller. But I will never falter.
Oh, shit.
Drinking soda like a Malta. And I'm a big baller. It's my number, never call ya. N-W-O. N-W-O. N-W-O.
Bro.
N-W. But, bitch, wake up. Cut the beat off. Damn. I'm about to skeet off. I'm rapping my meat off. Hey, I keep looking at bitch to try to end the song. Bitch is wearing like this.
Holy fuck,
bitch is fucking planking.
You hanging.
Hey.
Bro, that one thought of matter.
You killed. Okay.
That's some funny
oh
shit.
Oh, my God.
No one's ever taken over our intro like that. That's some funny shit. Oh, fuck. Woo. And then Plus started rhyming that shit.
Hey, what? Hey, you was killing it.
One dollar, bro.
That's funny.
That listen, fun. I just want to apologize to you guys ahead of time. You guys are going to have to carry me all throughout this episode. Because I'm already broken.
You good?
I'm broken.
No, we're going to have a good time.
But this is the Niggas with Opinions podcast. I'm 1/4 of your host, Ben to see Take a Shot of Me, and I'm joined by my brothers in buffoonery. Plus,
yo,
Ricky the Prince.
Yo.
The Vegan Trap Lord.
Okay.
And the woman who needs no introduction.
Come on.
She already gave it to you.
Hey, y'all.
We talking about Miss Rocky.
Guantanamera. Hey, wait till I get to see that video. I'm excited about seeing the Guantanamera.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Hey, we was riding.
Hey, we was riding on that bitch.
Wait a minute.
Pause.
That shit might not be on video, guys.
What do you mean?
I'm sitting here the whole time. I don't know who pushed record.
About to break my heart. No, we have to go see.
Nah, just break it now. It's done.
I need to go see.
I didn't push record. I'm 100% sure.
Nothing? Black? Okay.
Yeah, I knew it. All right. I didn't push record.
It's okay. The magic is still recorded on audio. Guys, how are we feeling? How are we doing?
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling good.
I'm not going to lie. I'm distracted as fuck because something in here smells amazeballs. What the fuck are you doing back there?
Chris said he said he's cooking something called chickpeas.
I'm cooking something called chickpeas.
Niggas like it's a foreign food. Where you can get this fire vegan food. You know where you can get this fire vegan food?
Where?
Look no further than Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar. Here, 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Give us a call at 954-241-7402 to call in your order so you can pick it up safely with enough time. Because you know we can't have you sitting here, baby. Go to our Instagram, Delight Juice Bar, to look at the item food menus of the day. We update it daily. So if you want to know what we have going on, Delight Juice Bar on the Instagram, Vegan Trap Lord on Twitter, 954-241-7402 on the phone. Come see us, the corner of Miramar 441, 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar. Pull up, everybody. This song remind me of a good time. I want to be outside, man. This song literally means a good time. Yeah. I can see it vividly. Yeah.
Such a good time, man.
Yeah. People in all white.
What an era.
People are still partying though, bro. And the winter's upon us. The winter's here. And we're gonna start seeing the flu niggas plus the corona niggas coming together.
Yeah, shit's gonna start getting fucking weird.
All right, let's get started. So what we have here, a nigga put in the group, one day we have to have a conversation about the hold that ex-boyfriend have on their women. Mm. And I need you to elaborate, okay? I want the fucking backstory.
All right, so one time I was having this conversation with this woman, and she basically was telling me how she was still in love with her ex-boyfriend. So I was like, well, all right, cool. But then she told me that she's happily married with children and that the husband has no fucking earthly idea that she's in love with this ex-boyfriend because to him, the ex-boyfriend is just like a high school thing, you know what I'm saying? Like a little fling she had in high school. But all the while, she's in love with this guy and she still is.
She just couldn't have him.
She just can't have him. She just feels like he's not able to give her what she wants. But she'll always be in love with this guy. So that led me to believe, like, damn, it's a lot of ex-boyfriends out here who probably still have strong holds on women who have either moved on or, well, moved on or in love with someone else, but they still have a hold on her.
I'm trying to think of how much of a problem that really is.
I think it can be a problem if you don't properly deal with it.
But, what's properly dealing with it look like?
Maybe finding a way to get some type of closure. If you know you can't be with this guy, why are you still in love with this guy?
Closure always lead to pussy, bro. That shit's scary.
Closure doesn't necessarily mean you even have to talk to that person. You know what I'm saying?
Bye. Come over here, let's get some closure. Bye. I know what the fuck that's code for.
Yeah, so it's like, there's a bunch of women walking around here right now who's still in love with their ex-boyfriends. Even though they've moved on happily ever after, whatever the case may be, or if they really are happy, because I don't see how you could be in love with two people.
Because if I'm with a woman who used to be in love with somebody, but she knows that she can no longer be with that person for whatever reason that she decided that. I mean, if she had the self-control to do that then, I don't see why she wouldn't have the self-control to do that now.
Yeah. But at the same time, still, it's just like, let's say you end up finding that out. Then what? It's like, hey, you kept this from me for so long. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's at least the problems.
Okay, well, that depends. Do you think your wife not telling you everything is a problem?
No, because there's some things I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
But being in love with a whole other person, like, that's kind of like, yo, what are we doing here?
And then could you even hold somebody at fault for being in love with another person? Like, is that their fault?
It's your fault that you allowed me to get to this point with you. You're still in love with somebody
else. She can love you, too.
I don't see how.
Oh, come on. Come on. There's enough love for everybody.
I mean, I don't believe in that, but okay.
So you think you can only love one person at a time?
Yeah, you know how exhausting and draining love is, bro?
Maybe you're just exhausted and drained.
Nigga. Being in love with two whole people at the same time?
I mean, shit, you can be in love with half of them, really.
I could be in lust with a bunch of people, but to be in love is a different thing.
No, I mean, so I still think it's valid. I still think you can strongly love two people at the same time. I mean, shit, this motherfucker does. Because you say she's happy in that marriage?
Yeah.
It almost sounds like to me you guys are talking about two different things. You're saying loving somebody, and he's talking about being in love. I agree with you.
Saying yeah, that me
you
too.
You could deeply love me too. More than one person.
I agree with him.
But you can only be in love with one person at a time. I'm referring
to being in love.
Right, that's what
I love a bunch of people.
I agree with both of you.
I love a bunch of people, but I'm not in love with a bunch of people. That nobody else has my heart. She's saying she's in love with her husband, and she's never, no matter what happens to her husband, she will never be out of love with the ex-boyfriend. And the husband has no earthly idea.
But also, I think it's also clear that she settled for the husband. Mm-hmm. I think that's evident. Mm-hmm.
I think 90% of the women that are married have settled.
So you love your husband as much as you can love a nigga right. that you settled for.
Right. Correct.
Because if he's not the nigga that you initially wanted, then
it's
I'm sure.
It's just that he's the secure nigga.
But you know what? I feel like it's a part of the circle of life, though. Like, a lot of niggas would get left if the woman didn't feel that way. Like, because y'all don't know. The husband don't know he settled.
Right. Like, he doesn't know that he's plan B.
Right. He got no idea. And a lot of women have those plan B men in their life.
Right.
While still loving another man. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, other man can always come back regardless.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's more common than people think. Mm-hmm. Like, when I heard out, my mind was blown. But the more and more I talk to people about it, they're like, yeah. Well, women especially, they're like, yeah, nigga.
It's more women.
Y'all are plan
B's. Too.
Y'all are like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Really think about it. How many women do you think, like, have men in their life who they just couldn't get to get right?
A lot.
Right.
Of
you understand? Exactly. And then, like, had to leave somebody you love.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Because he couldn't get right.
Exactly.
So then, that's the thing. When you leave a relationship like that, your desire is not to recreate that shit.
Correct.
So
you want the opposite.
If you're going to go serious and stable, you're probably going to go and try for a nigga who's anti the nigga you just left.
Right. Mm-hmm. This guy pays bills. He can take care of the kids. He can hold down the household. Yeah.
So I love him for that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love him for that.
But not like I love
that guy. There you
understand what I'm saying?
I love what you represent. I don't love
the situation.
Right.
So in that sense, correct. I can see how you could be in two different kinds of love.
Correct.
Because you love that other nigga for what, you know, what that was, but he can't get right. And you know, some niggas you just can't take everywhere in your life.
Mm-hmm. I believe it's very, very common. Yeah. I believe we're all dealing with that shit.
100%.
Absolutely.
So it's like when I hear that she said some shit like that to you, that just sounds like venting.
Oh,
like,
she was most definitely venting to us when she said
it. It just sounds like some shit that she needs to get off her chest. Right. Like, I love this nigga.
But it looks like it's causing her to lose sleep at this point. It's like she's getting restless with the fact that, hey, I'm keeping this from my husband and I feel shitty about it. Like I'm losing sleep. Like, we're like, what's on your mind? And then she finally told us.
So did she see the ex recently or something?
Like, what's the trigger?
She must have either seen him or come across him, something, you know what I'm saying?
The desires are getting stronger.
Communicate. So they still communicate. Ooh. I don't know if she's still seeing him, but I know they're communicating.
And that's that.
That's what it is.
Come on.
And so I don't know what triggered it,
but feelings boiling up.
So if the husband's like, hey, who are you talking to? I'm talking to my ex-boyfriend from high school. He brushes it off because in his mind, he's thinking, oh, just that little guy from high school. Here I am. I'm your wife. We have kids. We're so happy. Like,
right. But to her, it's
But to her,
not,
it's like,
yeah.
No, nigga, this is really the man that I love. This is my love.
And finding that
she's
balance is crazy. The balance between letting your old lady be free, do what she wants to do, not being in her business and trusting her to do the right thing, and then fucking, bitch, who you texting? Huh? Mm-hmm. Who you talking to?
Very thin line.
Because if he was a who you texting, who you talking to, he would have realized he was being bamboozled for.
And she told him, she said, he will never, ever go through my phone.
Because of respect.
She said, I can leave my phone right there on the table. No Pascal. He will never go through it. That's what she said. I was like, well, that's good. You know, good for you guys. Because I would hate for him to find out the truth.
Damn.
Because his world is shattered.
So you find out that your plan B. Is that grounds to break up?
Not grounds to break up. You know what I'm saying? Because I believe I was somebody's plan A. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I know how this shit works. But at the end of the day, don't just tell me that, you know, this shit's over. That was some high school shit. Don't downplay the shit. Just from the beginning, just be like, yo, this is the situation. So I can make an informed decision. Right. I'm going to turn me into your whole fucking husband while you got a fucking whole love out here.
I'm with that. Like, if I find that out, yo. We need to sit down and we got to talk.
Now I want to know everything about this relationship.
I need to know. I need to know like how deep does this go? Because at some point, this is going to be stupid what you and I are doing. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Not all parties are happy here.
And go back to the ghetto with that nigga, bro. Leave me out of your shit. Let me see here. All right. So since we're being messy already, is there a grace period for dating the homie's ex? Is there an amount of time that can go by before that's cool?
You should never date the homie's ex. Ever.
20 years?
Ever.
That's gook. That's gooky. All right. That's gookism.
Ever. Shit. I don't give a damn how fine you are.
So right now, homie, I can't fuck on somebody you dated in high school?
You said shit. How do you feel? She said shit. Stupid.
Okay, so then there's no time, no grace period.
No, like, why? What's holding, like, why should they not? Like, they know you. They're familiar.
It's comfortable already.
They trust you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather?
I think that shit's slimy.
Do you like the not, first thing? The you first, still have feelings.
The first, for that the first thing, the first time I think was, damn, this whole time you was eyeing my girl. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but I mean, is your girl not attractive?
Yeah, but there's still
everybody gonna be eyeing.
That's a great point.
You yeah, know she's being looked
these
at.
These niggas are dating attractive women, but I don't look at them,
bro. I get fathers and uncles that look at me.
I understand. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying for me, once you made her your wife or your girlfriend or whatever, she was always be off limits to me. For me.
Mm. Being off limits and knowing that she fine is two different things.
They say she wasn't fine.
There's also another difference here we need to acknowledge.
What?
You have to acknowledge that you can acknowledge somebody's beauty and not want them at the same
correct.
Time.
No, but like, because...
Because you're beautiful to me, not want
because she. Because Ricky is saying, it makes me feel as if you've had eyes for it the whole time. Rocky's saying, if she's beautiful, no matter what, the eyes are there.
No, I'm just...
So even if he wasn't plotting out...
Right. I agree with that.
Like, looking. Once you're gone, she's now a single, attractive woman. It just so happened that you used to date the homie.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not going to change.
And also, too, depends on how long you dated, how serious it was. If we dated for 7-8 years, like, come on, bro, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. But it was some shit, like, we dated a few months, shit didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whatever.
But sometimes even in a 7-8 years, y'all still don't even...
Yeah, nigga, I think 7-8 years, you got to get that shit up. For me, I'm the kind of nigga, once you're in a new relationship, you can't tell me what to do. If you left her to do to do life with somebody else, why shouldn't I fuck this woman? Is she not for the streets?
Mm-hmm. She's my ex, man.
That's bro, you don't want.
What are you talking about? She's the streets' ex.
I just think that's bro code, man.
She's the streets. She belongs to this bro. Especially like if you got a new girlfriend, that ex is property of the streets now.
No, I'm not saying you guys are wrong. I'm just saying that's just how I move.
Mm-hmm. State property.
Yeah, that's just how I move. I'm not saying anyone's wrong. Like everyone is entitled to how they feel. But it's just me. You will never have to worry about me ever, whether you care or not. I would never fuck a girl you consider your ex. A girl you smashed and she for the streets? Oh, yeah. Most definitely put my bid in. I'm going to come to you first. Hey, I got to do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck I got to do to get that? But somebody you was wifed up with and caked up with? Like, wifed up? Nah, I'm good. There's too many other women out here. There's too many. Why go for her?
The only thing that would make me not do it is if I felt as if I was being used in some kind of a revenge plot. Nah. Because that exists too.
That and or fucking on a nigga's baby mama. Like, come on. Oh, she's my ex though. Was she for the streets?
Hey, baby mamas can get it too.
No, they do. They do.
I will give Stella her groove back. Fuck you talking about.
Man, trust me, Stella never lost her groove.
Oh.
Baby mamas get the most dick. Believe that.
They deserve it. They work hard, man.
Mm-hmm.
Bros, have you guys ever been the dumper or always the dumpy?
Oh, I'm always getting dumped.
You ever broken up with somebody before?
No. They always leave me.
Ben, you ever broken up with somebody before?
I'm trying to see if there's a difference between, like, amicably, like, separating. and it being considered like me being the dumper.
Okay, well then, are you the initiator, I guess? Because amicably could mean that she initiated and you agreed. Like, were you ever the initiator?
I have been once. I have been once. But more often than not, no.
I don't think I've ever fucking dumped anybody in my life.
Never. I've never dumped anyone.
I've done some ghosting. You know, yeah. I disappear.
Oh, listen, I'm an elite ghoster.
Yeah, you know, I disappear, but I don't think I've ever dumped.
I've never had a conversation say, hey, I don't think this is working out. Let's just end this. I've never done that.
And also, like, women do shit like tell you, no, you're not going to dump me. Yeah. I'm not in the mood for conversation. Yeah, like, no, women will tell you they're not breaking up. And it's like, if a woman doesn't want to be dumped, they don't take it well. And, like, if a man gets dumped, he can't impulsively be violent. Women want to get violent, bro. I ain't got time for that shit. I disappear.
I just go. Yeah, just go away. Right. You'll never see me again.
Exact situation. Freshman year of college.
Mm-hmm.
I broke up with the female that I was talking to at the time. She sent her friends to our apartment. Ready to fight.
She sent reinforcements. Knocking on our fucking door.
And all I said is that I don't want to be with you anymore.
I don't want you in no more.
I didn't want you anymore.
You're giving me too much shit.
You've been giving me too much shit.
I don't want you no more.
Yeah, like, imagine a nigga getting dumped and they're pulling up with his homeboys to go beat you up. Like, what is that?
What the fuck is
that? What is that, bro? It's not fair.
They came to our apartment for like wanting smoke. I opened the door and said, what the fuck do you bitches want? What the fuck are y'all here?
Now, Rocky, ask the lady here. Have you done more dumping or have you gotten dumped more?
I think in my adult years, I've been the dumper.
Teens?
I'm always in long relationships. So.
Okay, so then you've never really had the okay.
Right.
So that in your career, you've mainly been the dumper.
Right. I'm always in like long-ass relationships. But I feel like I get to be the dumper after... I've just had enough. Like,
okay, that's fair.
Like, come on.
Yeah, what else you want?
Have you ever been dumped?
I have.
How long was it a permanent dump?
Yeah, permanent.
Oh, wow. How'd that make you feel as a woman?
Like shit.
Really?
Yeah, because women don't get to experience that.
Did you deserve the dumping?
Women never get dumped.
No.
You didn't deserve the dumping? So what? If you don't mind me getting personal,
he was worried about what people think about certain things, despite being who I am. But you're worried about the outside. So.
Oh, I see. Okay, I can see.
Mm-hmm. But that's it,
nigga. Because I'm trying to think. And furthermore, like earlier before the show, Rocky was saying how sometimes niggas do everything all over the world to get dumped before they do dumping. I vividly remember, like, telling my homeboys, man, nigga, I've done blah, 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 and she hasn't dumped B yet. Bro, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Right.
Yes. Has anybody ever intentionally gotten dumped before?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with y'all.
When I was younger, I used to do that all the time. Before I started the ghosting thing, I'd do something intentionally to get them upset to the point where they shouldn't be with me. You shouldn't be with me anymore.
Take her out of your MySpace top 8. Let her know you really feel.
Yeah.
You're not going to dump me yet?
Oh, yeah. Chris. It's
recording.
Yeah, so, yeah. Charger.
Put on a charger?
All right, I also have here, I know this is fucking Ricky. Fucking everybody knows their favorite artist of all time, but who's your second favorite artist of all time?
Yep. No one ever talks about their second favorite artist. It'll make you think.
Okay, so who's your first and then who's your second?
Everyone knows my first, Mike. And my second is Usher.
Of all time?
Of all time.
That's not terrible. Ben?
My first, I'd have to go, I might go Kanye.
Really?
I might go Kanye.
Ever?
Yeah.
Wow.
Only because he inspired a way of life for me, like me being a producer. It came from him. So if I'm talking in terms of impact, I'd have to go with Ye.
It's a good one. And number two?
Number two? Fuck. That's tough. That's tough for me.
Told you. That's tough. It's tough for everybody. No one ever talks about their number two. Rocky, do you know your number two?
No. I don't even know my number one.
Oh, wow.
There's nobody you love more than anybody else?
No.
You just vibe? Is there any genre you love more than any other?
R&B.
I feel like I shouldn't say R. Kelly. God rest the dead. But he may be second. No, he can't be second. T-Pain? I think Lil Wayne is my second. Oh, yeah, T-Pain might be my first. T-Pain can't be first.
I would have thought you said Lil Wayne and T-Pain.
Yeah, it's definitely Lil Wayne and T-Pain. I don't know what order. But I love them both.
And I know you love R. Kelly, too.
But Robert's somewhere up there. Even though he's a sick man.
Very sick.
But, yeah, because some of that shit, nigga, like, my whole life. Yeah. It's been, like, since we were kids, he's been doing that shit.
That's how I feel about my two.
Usher's a strong one, though.
Yeah.
I saw this nigga sing a cappella recently, bro. This nigga's a fucking freak of nature.
Yeah, me and Rocky and Chris were just talking about how the nigga was laying down singing Climax. With that. Remember that video? He's just laying down singing it, like just like it's a regular day.
He's part of that generation where he got to show niggas. Crazy, like, bro. It's when you have to do live auditions.
Woke up from a nap. Going up. I'm like, what the fuck?
You remember in the fucking Jackson 5 movie where they had these boys auditioning for Berry Gordy at a pool
at
party?
The pool party?
And it's like, I wonder if moments like those are gone, where like niggas really got to sing in awkward opportunities, spot of the moment, do some shit, make it happen.
Baby, 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 baby. All right,
got the feeling.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna throw this name out there because I enjoy like 95% of their projects and 95% of their work. Ross. I'll throw Ross out there.
Yeah, Ross
is my
number three.
I'll say he's my number two.
If we were talking about just rappers, I can maybe give Ross like one, two, or three.
Mm-hmm. He's my number one rapper. He's my number three artist.
But I think I enjoy R&B more than I enjoy rap. Mm-hmm. So it's like my favorite artist of all time, I'm probably going to be R&B first. But Ross, as far as rap goes, maybe strong number two.
Yeah, he's up there.
Wayne or Ross?
He's up there for sure. And we know Chris is going to say Bougie Bonton
and fucking Meek Mill.
Yeah.
Fucking all that mid. What else do we have here? What the fuck is the male equivalent of receiving flowers? Like, what's a simple and thoughtful gift that you can give to a dude?
Cologne.
But isn't cologne more expensive than flowers?
Yeah.
Yes, a lot more. Depending on the flowers you're getting. If you're going to Winn-Dixie.
It depends on the man.
If you're going to Winn-Dixie, you're going to pay $12 for flowers. If you're going to go to proflowershop.com, that fucking bouquet is going to come out at $78.
Okay, so by that standard, some shit that you can get a man for $20. That's nice and thoughtful. Like flowers, because that same kind of gesture.
Some damn boxes, the fuck?
You know what?
That's actually a really good, that's a really good gift.
I never have too many wife beaters. You give me a pack of those things,
right.
And my
socks.
Face light up.
Mm-hmm. Socks and boxes, but might do it for me.
Yep.
Nigga, you give me a bouquet of black wife beaters, I'm thrilled.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah, for real.
That's great. You see, that's why we need a woman on the show. That's fucking, I would have never. But boxes and fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Watch me work. We have now reached the DM diary section of this program.
This is new.
This is new?
Yeah.
Watch this work. This show right here is bottom heavy. This show right here is a thick bitch. Ready, Ben? You weirdo ass niggas. You can't slide. Every week we on y'all ass. Pause. Super pause. Big pause. You're going to jail. Stay at the fucking DMs. Huh? Sit my Apple E in jail, you fucking niggas. Chris directing from the cut. Little bitch, hey-o, you are a weirdo. Sending pictures of your dick. We gon' tell your secrets. Your secrets now. Say with us.
Say with us.
We gon' tell.
We
your secrets. That's right. You just became a victim of the DM diary. You a bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
You a bitch boy.
Bitch boy. A bitch boy. Break it down.
You going to jail. Bitch, that's why all your DMs fail. Bitch, you never get a ship to sail. Bitch, you can't get delivery your mail, bitch.
We know what we talking about.
You's a bitch ass boy. All right. This DM is from a dude this week, actually. This nigga says, so before, he says, backstory. I fucked around with this chick spring of 2018 in college. She ended up starting dating this nigga August 2018. And I could give a shit. And now March 2020, they want to hit me with the bullshit. I had a good laugh. Hope y'all do too. So whoever responded to the DM asked him, is he your boy? This nigga went, he lived on my floor and we had class. We were cool. But he graduated early and I never seen or heard from that nigga again until he texted me. So let me start from the top. This nigga writes him, my guy, you need to be straight up with me. What type of stuff did you do with blank, bro? And the nigga says, what you mean, bro? And the homie asked, in the past when y'all were talking, what type of things did you do with her? I'm not stupid, bro. Just be real. And then the nigga responds, bro, be real with me. What do you want to know? Like, what do you ask him specifically? I got no issue being real. The nigga says, I'm here finding videos and photos of you two fucking this shit on Snapchat. No cap, you can dead have her back. I didn't expect to be dating no wild girl. I thought this girl was a fucking angel to find this shit out. This shit wild. That nigga say, bro, it's been 2 years. We had a thing, and it ended, and that was that. I'm not sure what you looking to find out from me. And then nigga asked, you had enough respect to delete him? The boy responds, of course. There's no need to keep them, especially since she started dating my bro. The nigga responds, man, this still shocking. These boys some hoes.
My bad.
No, you good. Then the nigga says, I got to be 100% honest with you, bro. Why didn't you tell me you were recording her while you were having sex if I started dating this girl? Why couldn't you have saved me that trouble, my G? Y'all really messed up this relationship for me. What is wrong with these niggas?
We got DM diaries already?
Yes. And this nigga responded, we dying in the fucking streets and you hitting me with this bullshit again? Oh, this nigga went full Black Panther on him. All right. I'm done being nice and this is the last time I'm answering you. Mm-mm. What we had was 2 years ago. Save you the trouble? What are you saying? She would be less then? Do you not hear yourself? I didn't even know y'all was talking, much less to be dating. At the end of the day, it's not my business. Everyone has a past. Instead of approaching Shawty and building something for the future, you hitting me up. Corny as fuck. I ain't do shit to your relationship, and your insecurity did that. Words of advice, don't go through your girl phone and stop texting me. It's embarrassing. So then he was like, and that was the message from the girl. She goes, I'm texting to ask that you make sure you have anything you might have of me for my sake and for the sake of my relationship. If you have them, send them to me and delete them. He goes,
why send them to you?
It sounds like she saved them, though.
I mean, you can just delete them. Why send them to me and then delete them?
No, I'm saying, how did he find them? Didn't she save them for him to find them?
Right.
Because if they were in her phone,
right,
that means she saved them.
Mm-hmm.
So you believe that this nigga's writing from her phone?
No, what I'm saying is she had the shit saved in her phone.
Right. That's a video.
That's how he was looking in her phone.
Right.
And found the video.
Right.
Why did she feel the need to save the video?
And right now she's asking for more videos and then asking them to be deleted. And then his response is, you know I have nothing but respect for you, but this whole shit is getting me upset.
That guy got a different kind of control over your woman.
I have a family battling COVID, and black women are getting, black people are getting killed in the street just for being black. I'm exhausted. It's been 2 years. I've gotten rid of whatever I had a long time ago, and I didn't remember what was saved on Snapchat. Mm-hmm. Conversation from 2 years ago. This isn't even the same phone. Tell blank to stop texting me. It's embarrassing. This whole shit is embarrassing as fuck. Okay, so I guess what do you do if you happen to be on your girl phone and you find a video of her getting wrecked? Is that your business?
Wow. Well, you see where you cross my line of education is when you
let's
say,
just say
if you so happen to be in your girl phone. That's like being in a woman's purse. What reason do you have to be there, bro?
Let's just say you took 3 selfies on your girl phone.
Why?
And you swiped 4 times. It died.
Why are you swiping?
But you
because you want to see the pictures you just took.
You didn't need a selfie. If your phone died.
I hate talking to him. I never really ask him first. I asked the question, and then he proceeds to bring me difficulty.
But you know what, though?
You brought difficulty to my doorstep. I didn't even ask him for these difficulties. You brought them to me.
My contract says that I'm allowed.
Sat down in 5 minutes.
And fucked it.
It specifically says.
We're doing D&D Diaries already? Let me fuck it up.
And he decided to fuck it.
Yeah, I ain't been right, let me fuck it up.
let me and fuck it.
I'm with Chris.
See? What's Chris's stats? Exactly. How are you with him and you can't understand him?
He asking y'all a question.
I know.
And we're asking him a question.
I know.
Why is it like that's what I'm trying to figure out.
What he doing
out,
in her purse?
If I find a video of my woman getting creamed by her ex, I'm going to be like,
why are you in her phone?
Why do you have, y'all know I don't go through phones, but I'm just saying, to answer the question, though.
Thank God.
Who doesn't go through phones, what are you doing in her fucking phone?
We still have to answer the question.
I'm answering the question, but I want to know how I got there.
You won't even get into the question.
I want to know how I got there.
I don't know.
You started talking about purses. You started talking about purses.
He can't fathom getting that way, though. We all have the same information
about the question. We have the same information.
He doesn't know how it happened. Like,
neither do we.
No one does.
Y'all just end up in the phone?
We're in the phone.
That's insane.
If you need a story, write a story, Chris.
Nah, y'all niggas crazy.
I need one. Though.
So
write one.
So
we all have the same information.
But the one I write, I wouldn't be in the phone.
That's why I moved to Ricky already. But you're still asking Ricky, how are you in the phone? We've moved.
He still.
I want to know how he ended up in the phone.
He doesn't. No one knows.
No one knows. I'm just in it. I'm just answering the question.
Curiosity.
So I'm in the phone. I see she's getting fucking dug out by her ex. My only question to her is going to be, why do you still have this on your phone? I'm not mad that you have this. I mean,
was it good?
Happens. I ain't looked that long. I just know it's a nigga digging her out and it ain't me.
So then. You notice a 2-minute video of her getting demolished.
Yes.
You watch 2 seconds of it?
I watch 2 seconds of it.
Just 2.
15.
Just 2.
I'm watching the whole shit.
I'm watching 2 seconds, man.
Crazy.
You gonna watch at least.
I don't want to see no other nigga ramming my woman, bro.
You have to verify, my nigga. It's gonna take you at least. It's gonna take you at least 8 seconds.
You need
to
details.
And then another 5 seconds.
Details. All right,
if it's 2 minutes, I'm watching a minute and 45 seconds. All right.
That's the whole shit.
Exactly. So after I figure find this shit. I'm gonna probably send it to myself and then show it to her from my phone.
Right.
Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, because right. If you
what
show
is,
her from
yeah,
phone,
yeah.
You'll never see it again. Yeah. Never. It'll be dead.
Right. Like, what the fuck is this? Right. And why the fuck is it still in your phone? You went through my phone? Yeah, bitch. You see why I had to?
I should have.
You see why I had to?
Why I
now
had
look at me, bitch. Why the fuck is this in your fucking phone?
Why are you blaming her for you being upset for you going through her phone?
Why the fuck is this in your phone?
This is why I have to go.
I don't know if you
phone.
Can be mad at that shit though, bro. Like,
you can't be mad. I'm not mad that it exists. I'm just mad that it's in her phone.
You can't be mad at sex somebody had a long time ago.
I'm not mad at the sex.
Saved it.
I'm not mad at the video. I'm just solely mad at the fact she still has it in her phone.
So, okay, why saved? That's the problem. Isn't not the same thing.
No,
yeah,
it's
but that's
not
her getting fucked by another man.
But she's getting fucked. She might not have been making love.
Doesn't matter. Those videos should be gone.
One might argue the importance of either one of those.
That's crazy.
She enjoyed it.
I'm just saying.
The fucking or the making love.
Looking at her heyday.
Hey, go ahead.
Maybe she stunted that day.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you did. But it shouldn't be your phone if you with me.
Worse if she ain't never fucked you like that. And I'm sure that's the last straw.
Maybe you need to review the video.
That's the last straw.
Maybe you need to study some tape.
Hey, that's since when you start moving like that?
That's what I'm saying.
The fuck?
Hey, at around 45 seconds in, you did this shit. I need you to recreate that if you could.
And then she tells you that that's a seven or bigger kind of move.
Ooh.
Yo.
Ooh. And she, oh! I can only do that move on seven or bigger.
The whole building is coming
The four you have doesn't have the facilities for this particular move.
Please, you can't tell a nigga with a little dick that it has a little, they ain't gonna hurt
her. The building's coming down.
Yeah, this ain't gonna hurt his feelings.
That's not true. That's not true.
Shit.
You can tell
the nigga know the truth.
It's some niggas that's gonna find out for the first time. It's gonna be unfortunate.
Shit.
It's gonna be a nigga that thinks, yo, I'm the biggest my girl's ever had.
Yeah, and every nigga thinks that for whatever reason.
But that's what I'm saying. It's every gonna be unfortunate.
I'm willing to say that most niggas have no real perspective about their dick. How could you? Like, how
that's
could you
weird
know
if you do?
How could you pause know how your dick stands up? Fam. Because
pause if you do.
Whenever Wait. I see porno dick, I just assume it's not real. So I don't like they're not in the game.
But
to
as
me.
A woman, we're gonna say comments like that big ass dick. Yeah. Like bring that shit over.
But I know y'all like,
lying. You are. You married to it.
No.
You gotta say that.
No.
I have never
I don't
once.
I think we're bullshit. I'm not bullshit.
I have never let a woman gas me about dick. Whatever.
Yeah.
Please,
okay.
Whatever. It rolls off my back.
Say
because
whatever
I know
want.
You can
so
say
you
this
think
today.
So you're gonna gas a little dick?
I believe women would.
I absolutely.
I guess
believe
you're in the
it.
Biggest.
I believe they
at
would.
That time. Then
I believe.
I don't know.
I believe women are doing it right now.
But so that proves to you that the dick size ain't shit then. Like, why are we,
because
what's the point
if
in
she likes
this?
You, she's going to gas you regardless.
So the dick has nothing to do with
I
it.
I agree. In the
That's
sense.
What I'm saying. Like,
there are tons of women fucking little meats.
Right.
Yeah, quietly.
Because that personality
fuck,
just hit.
Little meat niggas fuck all the time. They here.
All the
right,
time.
Right,
the
right.
Fuck?
It's a lot of them little meat niggas like getting
matter.
Bitches.
They are everywhere.
From what y'all say, the big ones are a dime a dozen. And you're still fucking the tiny ones.
Yeah.
Everybody's fucking.
That's the pick of the litter.
The dick of the litter.
The fucking dog. That's the title. I'm sorry. That's the title,
dick
fellas.
Of the litter.
The dick of the litter.
That's insane.
Nope.
That's
not.
Is.
I can't.
We found it, guys.
And you're gonna put Dick Clark in a fucking litter of kittens.
That's so funny. A
litter of Dick Clarks. You gotta put him in a litter of dicks.
No, that's I was gonna light this on fire. That's irresponsible.
You gotta.
No. I get some more tea.
That's the most difficult drink to get right now. You know that?
It's not if frack helps us out.
My bad, bro.
Frack.
I know it's your bad.
And non-verbal communication. All right.
You see me reaching all the way across the table.
We have now reached the Ask a Real Nigga section of our program. Now I'm bored. Benefit, whenever you're ready. Hey, but you better ask a real nigga.
Nigga.
Ride with your boy, ride with your boy, ride. Slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide. Nigga. Ask a real
nigga.
Nigga. You want a real nigga you miss. Ask the real nigga you miss. Black as fuck, boy, you miss. Like a gun trigger.
They can't even see it.
Nigga.
He's not the same. Honest to God. Why you such a hater?
Nigga.
Why
nigga.
You such a hater? Nobody
nigga.
Can see that.
Though. No, I'm quick to hit it. Nigga. Nigga. About to shoot a shot and miss her with my nigga.
Fuck
Chrissa.
Fuck you, okay?
Chrissa Missa.
Mr. Chris the Missa.
Chrissa Missa. But he'll be Michael Jordan, though. Chris the Missa.
I ain't got to say nothing. Y'all niggas know what time it is.
Chris the Missa.
Can we get some more tea over here, Frack?
Thanks, Frack.
Nigga just gave you a death stare just
now. He just finished telling me how much he ate that shit.
Yeah. Stop being like that, Frack.
That's what I'm trying to say, man. Come on.
Jesus Christ. This first question comes from
tee
Art
up,
B.
Man.
Art B is near and dear to us. Very good friend of
yes.
ours.
Friend of the show.
She's been hot with the Ask mm-hmm. a Real Nigga. She's on like an Ask a Real Nigga streak.
She goes, Ask a Real Nigga. You start dating a new girl who checks out all your wifey bliss. Mm. You then find out that she masturbates to gangbang and DP porn videos.
Damn.
What's DP?
Double penetration.
Okay. With DP porn videos.
That's insane.
Are you judging her?
Hell no, because if only she knew what I'd be watching. I'm not judging her
yeah,
at all.
I mean, no, I've clicked some weird categories.
Yeah.
I'm not I'm proud of all yeah. of my categories.
I'm not proud of what I've come to.
Furthermore, I don't think DP is weird. I think it falls into normal shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a dude having a fantasy of multiple women.
Yeah. I'm not judging her at all.
I definitely make fun of her, but not.
Yeah, I'll probably make jokes, but I mean.
Definitely got to make some gang gang jokes.
Yeah, gang gang.
Hilarious. Gang gang squad. Gang, gang,
squad.
Do you feel different if she's had that done to her in the past?
You know me.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you know me.
I don't give a fuck.
That's lit.
This next question comes from Pretty Bone 24. Ask a real nigga, how often do you niggas change your toothbrushes?
Every 3 months, thanks to the Quip, I think it's called. Or 3 weeks, I'm not sure.
Every 3 months.
Every time I take a flight, I buy a new toothbrush. I keep losing them.
Quip sends you a new toothbrush head every 3 months.
Really?
Yeah. Get you a Quip.
How much is that subscription?
I don't know.
But it's worth it, though, yeah?
Yep.
Because you feel like you barely notice it. That's beautiful.
Quip.
How you spell Quip?
Like Q-W?
I'm not going to tell you. They're not paying us.
You're right. You're right. Google it, little bitch.
Benefit. Quip, if you out there, holler at us, though.
Yeah, every quarter. Every 3 months, bro.
I bet Richard has no idea when his fucking toothbrush has changed.
Still whenever my buys
it. Yeah, he just walks in there
every couple months.
He's still using his Spider-Man toothbrush.
There's a new brush in there.
Yeah, it's off, and I always get fucked up because I'm like, yo, which one is mine? There's always a new fucking color in there.
All right. This ask a real nigga question comes from the homie Akorade. Let me see here. Yeah, I said it right.
Yeah.
He says, am I being a bitch if when I'm arguing with my girl and we both realize that we're wrong in the situation, I sincerely apologize and she give a bunch of half-ass apologies and that have excuses right after? I'm 22 and she's 20. My brother,
you're not a bitch.
You're 22 years old. Let me teach you a lesson that an elder, as an elder that I've learned. If you're looking from a good and whole, complete apology for a woman, you're going to be waiting for a long fucking time. Okay? Take what you can get or go with somebody better. But that's as good as you're going to get.
I didn't know it was that bad.
Fuck out of here.
Really?
Women, I'm so sorry that you have a problem with what I said, but I hope that we can be okay now.
No.
Man.
No. I apologize, but I know I'm wrong.
This nigga's waiting around for a better apology from a woman.
Oh, good, yeah, that's not happening.
Good
not
fucking happened, luck,
that's
brother.
That's not happening.
Good
not
fucking happened, luck.
Brother. You're going to be waiting. You're 22. You're going to be waiting a long time, brother.
Come on, brother.
I'm still waiting for apologies for 15 years ago. It's not happening.
And women, it's poor etiquette to tell people how to apologize.
Yeah, but okay, true. But if I receive it as bullshit, yeah. How else do I express it?
How can you ask for an apology and then them offer you up what they consider is an apology and you perceive it as bullshit?
I mean, well, because you know what? I guess sincerity is also a matter of perception. So I guess you and I can have different definitions of what sincere means. Mm-hmm. So if you think that you're giving me a heartfelt apology and I don't think so, we're both right.
But that's what I'm saying. So how can you say I'm not justified?
I mean, he can because of how he feels.
Yeah.
And everybody's entitled to feel.
And niggas' feelings matter.
Brother, you're going to have to learn sometimes how to settle with the apologetic cues from a woman.
Mm-hmm.
She'll fuck around and say, I don't like you. That's an apology. She'll also turn around and say, are you hungry? That's an apology.
She'll also wash your clothes.
Mm-hmm. Fold them, leave them right there where you can see them.
That's an apology.
Or you fuck around and wake up and all of your clothes are ironed for the day. Mm-hmm. She's sorry, bro.
That's an apology.
It's sad that they have to be children. I know it's not your job. But also, nigga, you're dating 2 years younger. You decided to date a 20-year-old. There's not much you can expect from that, bro.
Yeah.
Godspeed.
She's a kid.
Consider this the learning period for you, bro.
Women don't even know that they could be wrong until they hit like 31. They don't even know.
Yeah.
they don't even know.
They don't know that it's a possibility. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
So you have some days ahead of you, my brother.
Long days.
This is the learning curve, my friend. Get your pencil, get your notepad, take notes.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? This is exactly how we feel about y'all niggas.
But niggas so used to being wrong.
Yeah, we're used to being wrong.
Niggas apologize game is on point.
No, y'all wrong.
We so used to being wrong.
You're used to being wrong.
You guys make us feel like we're always wrong.
Since the time I can go outside.
Since our mothers have been apologizing, we know how to apologize. One thing we know. Whether it's real shit,
who knows?
But we know how to do it. Okay, these next set of questions come from Queen Smiley 85. First question, would you consider yourself a good tipper?
Depends on where we at.
For me, is where we at in the effort put forth. But when I have a great time and great service, I'm a great tipper.
I don't care about the effort put forth. All about where we at.
I also definitely tip better based on the race. Mm-hmm. I don't feel bad about that.
That's what I mean by where we at.
Respect. Respect. And then sometimes like I don't tip on like takeout. But recently I had somebody who was really nice. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? Fuck that shit. Mm-hmm. I'm giving a $20 bill. I don't need the five back. You were awesome for this interaction. Take the five. It's COVID in the season. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Richard, you a good tipper?
Great tipper.
Did you ever work in service before?
Yes.
Typically people who have served are great to servers.
Yeah, I was a server before, so I understand how that works. But yeah, it depends on where you're at and your service. If you give me good service, I'm going to take care of you. Because that's your job, is to make me feel good while I'm eating this food. You know what I'm saying?
If I'm having a good time, I'm tipping good.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
When I'm having a good time, I'm tipping good. So,
in the final minutes of your life, what song would you want to go out to? Right? Right? It's a crazy.
It's a deep-ass question.
I feel like you're more equipped to answer this question immediately.
Yeah, Gone Too Soon by Michael Jackson.
Yeah, you see that? That's perfect, actually.
I don't know.
I feel like Crossroads would be really dope by Bone Thugs.
Yeah, that's a great song. That's a fucking amazing song.
I'd redo the video on the way out.
I miss my Uncle Charles.
I didn't want to go mushy, so I'm changing my answer.
Into the Road? Is that what you're going to
do? No. If Heaven Got a Ghetto, the acoustic version.
Chris, any songs?
No, my bad. The Thug's Mansion.
Thug's Mansion.
Thug's Mansion.
Ain't no place I'd rather be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a song.
No? No song for the end of your life? She also has Name a Remix Better Than the Original.
Name a Remix Better Than the Original.
Love in This Club?
With Beyonce and Wayne?
Wayne, yeah.
That's a great one. Actually, both the I Need a Girls got progressively better with Bad Boy.
That's where I was going. I Need a Girl.
It got progressively better.
That's exactly where I was going.
Actually, Step in the Name of Love, the original is not great. Okay, let's move on to.
I gotta remember which one was the original, because this one that I really, really like. The one with the flute is the one that I like.
That's the original one.
Oh, that's the original? Oh, that's the one I love.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Did you say Special Delivery?
The remix was better.
Special Delivery.
I like that.
I'm like that.
Need that.
How would you describe a high maintenance person?
High maintenance.
Like, what is that definition to you? All still Queen Smiley, by the way. She's shooting from the 3-point.
For real. I feel like it's relatively the same thing, though. No? Like, you would describe a high maintenance person as high maintenance. I don't know how else you would describe them. What does it take to maintain them? Stress?
You're asking me specifically?
Yeah.
You know how I felt about that. Ben, how do you feel? Ben, how would you describe a high maintenance person?
Okay, so when I break down the term high maintenance, it takes a high volume of just a high degree of care to maintain whatever that relationship is, whether it's a friendship, intimate, whether it's like having to give a lot of time, give a lot of yourself, give a lot of your effort. And I guess it can only be called high maintenance if you're not getting that same type of reciprocity. Because if it's high maintenance, it's taking a lot out of you, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like I would be replenished if I'm getting the same type of treatment in return, at least.
Because the thing about high maintenance, right, is that, like, the definition of high is also depends on who you're asking.
Right.
So it's like what could be too much for one person, literally I feel like it's dictated based on what you think is normal to give.
It's a person-by-person basis. Like.
And then also people typically think about high maintenance as financial, but anybody who just requires more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like women who require more attention, more affection, they're high maintenance too, just different kinds of high maintenance.
Have you ever dated a high maintenance woman?
In like a few sense of the word. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It didn't last long for me.
Why?
Because she felt as if what she was asking wasn't very much. And I felt like I'm not doing all of these hoops. It's not worth it for me.
You were doing what you considered hoops already.
Right. Already. Yeah. And she's already saying, I need more. Like, well, then it's just our shit don't connect.
You ever think that you could be with somebody high maintenance? Like,
no, bro. I don't want to be outside of myself constantly to make you happy. I don't want to have to constantly be operating outside of who I am and the things that I consider normal expressions of affection just to fucking make you, that. Right. Sounds like suicide.
You shouldn't have to lose your identity to be with somebody.
What about you, Ben? Disregarding your current situation, have you ever dated what you would consider a high-maintenance person?
Yeah, but in that scenario, it was more so being materialistic and just using that as a primary source of her like need for love or how she internalized love or interpreted what love was. Just doing a lot of buying gifts and doing just shelling out money.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was high maintenance in that sense. It took a lot out of me monetarily. And I told myself I'd never go back there again.
Never. She's killing me.
So fast. No. Never go back.
Rocky, how do you define somebody like who's high maintenance? Do you even agree with the concept of somebody being able to be called high maintenance?
Not really, because I feel like we need to just, I guess, date within people we can afford monetarily.
And afford affectionately, just afford period. Yeah, all those things.
Spiritually, mentally, physically. So if it's not within your line, it's just not.
So don't date somebody who requires more money, more affection, more time than you can provide.
Right.
If you don't have the time currency to give, don't date
them. The mental capacity.
Don't date. That's a word.
All of that, too.
That's a word.
That's also taxing, too, if you don't, like, believe in it like that. Yeah. Like, if I'm not materialistic, like, I'm wanting something different.
Correct. Because a lot of people just really want your attention. Intimacy.
I'm just saying. I don't want you to tax my pockets and my heart. Come on, what the hell are you doing?
You gotta give, baby. Something gotta give.
One or the other.
What do you want?
This next Ask a Real Nigga comes from Lauren _ Nicole. God damn, it was scary. Ask a Real Nigga question. Do real niggas even exist?
That's an easy one.
Yeah, you watching and listening to us.
Bang.
Welcome. I'm not sure if this is your first time writing us.
And I want to apologize
the real you're looking
for all the niggas that made you doubt our existence. We are here. It's just
on their behalf.
They're perpetrators, you know?
They're phonies and fakes.
And we can't be responsible for the actions of the phonies and fakes.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm so sorry, Laura.
Everybody that's brown ain't down, bro.
This next question, okay, Pretty Redbone here has a series of this or that questions. So chime in wherever you feel. Staying home or Biden-Harris?
What?
Are you staying home or voting for Biden?
Biden.
Oh, y'all already know my answer to this shit.
Staying home. Wedges or heels?
Heels.
Heels.
Tits or ass?
Ass.
You
ass.
Can't bring both.
Ass.
I'm tits.
Bring both.
Beat face or natural glow?
Natural glow.
Natural glow.
Organic body or purchased?
Organic.
Organic.
Nikki or Megan?
Megan.
Megan.
Really?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Wife or permanent girlfriend?
Wife.
That's funny.
Hey, niggas didn't answer automatically then, did they? Huh? Niggas don't know their answer off top now, do they?
You just made me drop all the weed.
No, niggas was Megan, huh? Tits, huh? Wedges. Now it's
wife.
Wife, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, guys.
Literally all the weed is in my life.
Own or lease?
Owned.
Sedan or SUV?
Sedan for me.
I think I might go SUV soon.
Ross or Weezy?
Yeah, Ross.
This question comes from Jonas to Gohan. Why do people who struggle to grow facial hair always think that eating pussy is the best way to grow facial hair?
Because you niggas with beards been saying that shit for years, you fucking liars.
Because if that was the case, somebody like Ricky should have a thick beard since he loves eating bubba.
What did he say about me?
You love eating pussy. Yeah. You said that a lot here.
Oh, see, all you guys know me so well.
No, you said it a lot here.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't work, brother.
I don't think bubba is the way. I want to say it's a rumor put out by women to increase the pussy eating numbers. Yeah. It's a conspiracy. Because y'all making it seem like men came up with it. That's a woman thing.
But they've been saying this for so long. Beards have not always been a cool thing to have. And that thing, I've been hearing that since I was like in middle school.
About beards?
Like, yeah, if you eat pussy, your facial hair grows. Mm. Beards just now kind of got like in, like where everybody's rocking a beard.
That's not just now, bro. Ross has been out for how many years?
Or it was just Ross and Freeway.
What I'm saying. Ross, Freeway, not so much. Ross, definitely.
Made it a fashion thing.
I'm talking about my niggas actually rocking a beard.
Between Rick Ross and James Harden, bro, that's it.
Pretty Redbone 24 asks, I also have a question. How much shit will a dude put a woman through before he says, I got a real one?
Hell and high water.
As much as she will take.
Yeah. Well, she got to be tested.
As so much as she will take.
How I'm going to know she a real one? How I'm going to know she a real one? How you know she's real if she ain't been tested?
Come on, Rick.
Y'all testing people?
Come on, Rick.
Life's a quiz, baby.
Come on, Rick.
Life's a quiz. Life's a fucking quiz. I hope you studied.
Come on with it, baby. The fuck? I mean, they don't just give you four. Come on, man. It's a crash test dummy. I got to know that this fork could take some damage.
Exactly. The hell? And gotta be battle tested.
But also, if you're fed up with him, let me put you through some misery too. Come on, come through, pull up. I have enough misery for everybody.
A lot of them love misery too.
Dude, I don't know what it is. Women like it.
Yeah, they love it. They love that shit.
Love what? Misery?
Mm-hmm. They love it. They love it.
Do you think it's hot?
She gave us the Haitian chupet.
Let me see here. Do I have any more questions? This last one here. All right. This one here comes from, no, goddamn it, the homie Jace438 on Twitter. What's the worst experience y'all boys had growing up as Haitian kids in South Florida? Ask a real nigga. Mm. Why niggas want to bring up trauma and pain? Yeah.
Picture day from grade, maybe kindergarten up until like second, third grade. Mm. Picture day was always awful because of the outfits she chose.
In the first grade, my mother came to school in a muumuu and beat me with a ruler in front of the class. The ruler broke.
For me, it's just my dad used to give me haircuts. And I used to get the Soup Bowls and those Yanks. My God, they were relentless. I used to beg my dad, like, I'd do anything. Just, you don't cut my hair anymore. Please, you understand what I'm going through.
I'll work for my own haircut money. Please.
Just don't anymore. What you're doing is not good. It sucks. It's bad for me at school. Please. My tape would be all crooked. Like, the sides would just be bald and there's hair on the top. Like, it was a really bad haircut.
Damn.
And those Yankees let me have it.
It's funny as fuck how you old as fuck and still remember that trauma, bro.
Oh, my God. It'll never leave me.
It can't. I got one.
Talk to us.
So, in what grade was that? That was like fourth grade. In fourth grade, whatever EA Sports game for basketball came out that year.
NBA Live?
Yeah, it was NBA Live. I don't remember the year, but it was NBA Live. I just got it. It was for Nintendo 64, just to time frame it for you guys. So my friend at the time, Gene, right, I had just got the game. He had a 64 at his crib, and his parents don't get home until a few hours after we get home from school. So he's like, bro, bring the game by. We're going to play it, but you got to leave before my dad get there. So Slide, we playing the game. We going in. Like, we playing, like, 3-4 games. We on the last game. It's, like, halftime. He up by one. Right now, the series is tied. It's 2-2. We playing one more before his dad get here. Right? So, we sitting there. We playing. We hear the door open. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, bro. You got to go in the closet. What? Go in the closet. Just chill. Just chill. Go in the closet. I was in the closet for like a good 45 minutes. Until his dad went in the room. He was like, bro, once he go in the room, you straight. He going to be in there for the rest of the day. Mm. But you got to, once he go in the room, you got to dip. I was like, bro, never again will I ever come back over here. I fuck with you, but I'm never coming back over here again.
Hey, that nigga dad would have ended his fucking life.
Yeah, he would have killed him.
You got Flynn in my house. Who is this? Who is this Quinn in my house? Hey, what the end of that boy?
I didn't understand it at the time, but you know, I was just like, man, you know what? I ain't gonna step outside the box because I'm thinking that maybe his dad might try to fuck me up. I don't know. Yeah.
That's young enough to believe that somebody's parents would try to hit you.
I was in fucking fourth grade.
Yeah, you understand? Like, you believe that irrational shit.
Like, nigga, your dad is abusive like that? That's crazy. You live here.
He'd beat all of us? Nah, bro. I'm sitting in the closet, bro.
Yeah. You gonna kill all of us? I'm right here in his closet. That's fucked up. After playing Nintendo 64, now you stuck in a fucking closet.
That was my experience growing up, Haitian.
It's not great.
It's not a great experience. It's not one that I like to think about.
I mean,
often.
It's a commonality among the Caribbean.
It's the same. I never forget this fucking girl named Wendy, bro, fourth grade. Her mom walks in the classroom and just goes like, hello, teacher. And the way she said that shit, nigga said hello, teacher, to Wendy for the next 4 years. God, I never forget. Damn. Bro, because,
that's,
you know,
OD.
The pipeline from middle school to from elementary to middle school. And niggas, that shit was eternally funny.
That's OD, though.
And I know it doesn't sound as funny right now, but that shit was amazing.
So that's all they kept
niggas
saying.
Niggas, hello, teacher, that motherfucker forever.
I have a similar story to that in high school.
Shit.
Like, my homegirls, they called my house. And it was real late. And so my mom answers the phone and says, hello. And then say, hey, can I speak to Ricky? And she answered and said, Ricky? At this time? So in high school, every time the nigga saw me in the hallway, all you hear is, Ricky? At this time? And the school started picking it up. So it would be in unison, be 17 kids. Ricky? At this time? That shit was fucking god awful, bro. It was the worst shit that's ever happened to me, dog.
You can never walk
and
into
And I know
a
some
room.
Of them are listening to it. They're going to be dying laughing when they hear it.
You
Ricky,
can never walk into a
At this time.
Imagine,
to the park.
Imagine Ricky walking into
lunch.
Class late.
Nigga, I come to class late. Guys, look, it's Ricky. Ricky, at this time.
Yo, that shit would have made you be on time. Imagine every class you walk into.
I was so fucking punctual.
Ricky? The whole fucking class doing the Scooby-Doo voice.
Yeah.
No, I had to kill the joke by, like, beating everybody to the punch. Like, I'd walk into the room and be like, Ricky, at this time? And they would be like, oh, fuck, man.
It's not funny when you do that.
Yeah, yeah, it's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's not funny anymore. So, yeah. God damn it, that shit. Ricky, at this time, might be a title. Have my mom on the flyer looking at her watch. Oh, man. Kids can be so fucking mean, bro. Mm-hmm. Fucking bastards.
That's the thing. I still be seeing, like, niggas on Twitter with the whole Yank versus Zoe shit. That's how I know how traumatized these niggas are.
Oh, yeah.
These niggas are in their 30s.
Oh, yeah.
Talking
still
about
holding on to
elementary school shit. Like,
yeah.
Still hot.
Yeah, yeah. Still upset. Hate Americans forever because of that shit.
That means niggas was traumatized, bro.
Oh, yeah, because some niggas went through hell.
Niggas is traumatized, bro.
That's Amos.
If you still this hot decades later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But think about it, though. If you started that, if that shit started in, like, second, third grade and went all the way through, when did that shit stop? Like, 2000, what? 3? 2004?
Like, the niggas who got it the worst, I guess they should be traumatized.
Nigga, it happened to them for a decade.
That's why I even hate Yank so much, dog.
You don't just forget a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Pain.
Fuck that nigga up, man.
But also, like, Could you imagine what a nigga see one of those motherfuckers from elementary school as an adult? You probably still want to fight. You probably still on go.
Not unless you not as like if you're not better off than they are. If you're better off than they are, I think that should be victory enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Because at this point, none of that shit matters.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Absolutely none of that shit
matters. Damn, that's you out here on crack.
The fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck do Haitian jokes mean when you're asking me for money? It means nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
Yeah.
You'll take this Haitian dollar though, won't you?
Yeah, you know.
You're not gonna get it. You're not gonna get it. Because remember, we're poor and we can't afford it.
And gorge, bitch.
Fuck out of here.
Ben, what are your final thoughts for the evening?
Tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for tuning in.
Richard, any final thoughts this evening?
Oh yeah. Thank you, Rocky, for coming through. We appreciate you. No problem. And yeah, man, fellas, if your girlfriend is has videos of her fucking her ex-boyfriend, man, fix that shit, man. Lay down the law in your household, man. Be a man. Stand up for something.
There's no need for you to fix it. He already fixed it. She saved it.
Your bitch is fixed.
She saved it. She hit save.
I'm gonna fix her.
It's probably on her laptop. Delete it if you want.
Oh, we sharing highlight videos? Okay, let me show you. Let me show you some highlight videos.
Show you my reel.
Let me show you my top 10.
Oh, God. You see, that's why you got to be careful.
Ricky's
when
top
10
hardest hits. You
want to
see my hardest hits clips?
You know what it reminds me of? It's like showing her like one of those high school recruitment videos. You put music in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
Love Sosa.
These bitches love Sosa. That's a funny theme song.
Love Sosa. Chris, final thoughts?
Make sure you like the videos. Make sure you leave a comment. I see y'all watching the videos. I see y'all liking. Y'all don't want to say nothing, though. Like, leave a comment for your boy. I'm learning how to use the YouTube, so I'm answering y'all now.
Rocky, any final thoughts for the people?
Love the talk, the conversation. The energy was amazing. And I'll be back.
Yeah. Turn up. My final thoughts is, guys, if you're sitting in the pool and you feel something cool, you know what it is already.
Clearly, I did.
That's so stupid.
If you're sitting in a Chevy and you feel something heavy, you know. Hey, elementary school was funny as fuck. Who created that song and why do all kids know it?
That's so stupid.
Ben, what's the song of the week?
This week's song of the week comes at the hands of Sada Baby. Whole lot of choppers.
Oh, yes, finally.
Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast. Peace.
I'm boo. Hey, yo, bang, bang, bang. Ooh, little bitch won't ride it. Told the bitch don't get out her body. Get right beside me. I'ma get in that thing, get sliding. This bitch making me feel erotic, huh? She gotta get on this rocket. I don't give a fuck about her mileage. And her grandma, I'm related to the Winans. Ooh, that's the shit that I like. You a church girl, bitch, you like Christ. You ain't never had probably at least not this kind. I'ma fuck you all night off a perk. Off a perk back, yeah. Leave bitch with the hurt back. Where to work? Where to work at? My young niggas waking up Saturday. They wanna see me do my dance in these $1,000 pants. Don't disrespect me and my mans. Bam, whole lot of choppers on your ass. Scram, we just putting dollars on your ass. This nasty nigga gave his mama to the feds. Little brother, big brother, Sada got the dress. DZ, DT, Sada keep the bands. Little bitch can't keep her pussy out my hands. Got a real hood rat sookie on my hands. House like a blues rolling cookies on her ass. I be in the bay rolling cookies on her ass. I be in the nuts, G-Weed got me as blessed. Cause Sada can't be jealous of weed, I'm never stressed. See the booty from the bottom, that thing a double duck. Let me white boy shoot on that thing, you sound ducker. Heard you chew on that thing, had a belector. I be popping all the pills like he fletcher. These drugs ain't a joke, my nigga, I'm just telling. Your manager got you on the shelf and he selling. They wanna see me do my thing in these brand new BB chains. Don't disrespect me and my game. Baby, t-shirt full of blood stains. Alright, hat done your name. Now your best friend got a t-shirt, your name dig that. Everybody swerving your lane. AK hit a nigga in the stomach, knock off six pack. Like soon as he hit a click back. You know that's the end of rip rap, that's the end of the bullshit. You know I got a full clip, walk out and use it. Walk right past your bitch and had to say excuse me. I thought she was a groupie, kinda find out bitch pulled up around with a goofy. That was you. You weren't on that couch with me and you. I
had bitches in the wife shaking booty. Had them in the parking lot showing coochie. Had them in the bathroom acting unruly. Little bitch won't ride it. Told the bitch don't get out her body. Get right beside me. I'ma get in that thing, get to sliding. This bitch making me feel erotic. She gotta get on this rocket. I don't give a fuck about her mileage. And her grandma, I'm related to the Winans. They wanna see me do my dance in these $1,000 pants. Don't disrespect me and my mans. Bam, whole lot of choppers on your ass.